Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our lessons for this week give us unique instances in which we see Scripture speaking to the ancients. These moments were especially rare in the Old Testament because most of the Scriptures were still being written. It was hard for the Hebrew Bible to speak to the ancient Israelites if it wasn't even written yet. So when Ezra, Nehemiah, and the Judeans had returned from Babylon to reestablish themselves in the Promised Land, their reintroduction is all the more moving. The Scriptures they had were just a fraction of what we have today, likely just the first five books. But when Ezra read from them, they were so moved that they began to weep. Powerful. When the Word of God speaks to us in truly deep and meaningful ways, sometimes it is all we can do to hold back tears. The Word of God grounded them in their return to the Promised Land, corrected them, and gave them renewed purpose as to why they were being there and why they should keep fighting to build the land back up. Similarly, we heard in our gospel message from Luke how Jesus not only established his ministry as the Messiah through healing miracles, but also by teaching directly from the Word of God. Luke says that Jesus began his ministry by being baptized, immediately getting whisked off by the Holy Spirit to duke it out with the devil in the wilderness for 40 days, and then went on to teach, preach, and presumably do some pretty sweet miracles throughout the Galilean countryside, before making it back to Nazareth to worship among his hometown crowd. Yet after all these amazing happenings, Jesus backed up his authority with the word of Isaiah 61 when he read from the scroll. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Luke 4:18-19. There it is. He laid out what his next 3 years were going to be like. He told them what it was going to look like for him to be moving among the cities, towns, and rural areas of their country, and even move on down to Jerusalem to redeem things there too. All of this would be Spirit-led, bringing good news to the poor, freedom to the imprisoned, sight to the blind, and freedom to the oppressed. Then he confirmed that he would be the fulfillment of all this by simply asserting, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Simple and straight to the point. We will hear more about how the Nazarenes responded to all this next week, but I want to point out some similarities between these ancient stories and our own time. First off, there are great similarities between our time and Ezra and Nehemiah's day, and that people did not really know the Word of God. But it turns out, they were hungry to hear it anyway. Now we do not really know what scripture passages or stories Ezra read to the people, likely something in Deuteronomy. But it is pretty clear that it was like they were hearing it for the first time. And they were so deeply moved that the Levites had to tell them not to weep. How powerful it is to hear the word of the Lord for the very first time. To really listen to God speaking into our lives. We should pay attention to this story, for there are many people in our time that have never really heard the word of God proclaimed over their lives. And I believe it is just as likely to move people to their core today as it did back then. Second, the readings that those around Ezra and Nehemiah and those assembled in Jesus' synagogue at Nazareth heard supported the fact that they needed the religious leader standing before them to help lead them forward. They needed leaders. It may seem a little self-serving for me to preach this, and I suppose it is, but I think it is right to point out that God appointed Ezra and the rest of the Levites to reestablish worship of Yahweh in the Promised Land, just as God appointed Jesus to lead his disciples in his day and every day after he was resurrected until now. We need leaders in this world, and we need leaders who will lead well. This is nowhere more important than in the church today. My generation of pastors has inherited a broken image of the church and its leaders in the minds of the public. Stories are coming out left and right about how priests abused men, women, and children for decades, with complete immunity by the church higher-ups. The same is true, it seems, of just about every other megachurch out there, with pastors who cannot keep their lusts in check and then blame it on their victims when it becomes public. Pastors and priests are known just as much for fraud, manipulation, and molestation as they are for preaching the Word of God anymore. That we find in Scripture that despite all of this, we still need leaders who can bring forward the Word of God for all to hear and could provide noble and holy leadership in doing so. Finally, these stories point out that the old ways, the traditions of God's people, the authority of words from the past are important to be carried on. If you think about it, Jesus should not have needed to read from the scroll to verify his authority as the Son of God come to earth. But he did. Though he had had the skies open up with the Holy Spirit looking like a dove at his baptism, saying, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." Still, he needed the authority of Scripture behind him. Though he had gone on to stand toe to toe with the devil, the evil one in the midst of the barren, dry wilderness, still he needed Scripture to verify his next move. Though he had presumably done many miraculous and wondrous things by that point, at least our gospel text implies that he had, still Jesus was following the words of Isaiah when he declared what his ministry would look like. His way forward was paved with centuries-old words that established who he was and what he would do better than he could himself. And he was the Son of God, for crying out loud. Tell you all these things to tell you that Scripture grounds us and calls us forward. Scripture grounds us and calls us forward. There are times when I wonder if our church is not up to date enough, appealing enough, or engaging enough somehow. There are lots of churches out there with nicer sound systems, fascinating light setups, ministry programs with cool, creative names, and so on and so forth. Then I think about our church. I basically wear a dress to worship 75% of the time, no small part because that's what clergy were doing 1,000 years ago. Though our hymn books and worship orders have changed a bit, many people don't think that our worship has changed at all since we got kicked out of the Catholic Church 500 years ago. I would be hard-pressed to say that our worship is cutting-edge, new age, or anything of the sort most Sundays. But then I remember that our worship style is a lot closer to what Ezra and Nehemiah were doing 2,500 years ago than any church that has a fog machine in it. And I remember that we do not come to church to be cool or entertaining. We come here to worship in the presence of God and support one another as we do. We are called to trust that Christ is at the center of our lives, always and forever, and worshiping in grounded, tried, and true ways helps us to stay centered like we should. So, not only do these ancient, age-old texts ground us in the past, they call us forward too. They call us back, again and again, to who we once were, and in so doing, they call us forward by connecting us again and again to the cross that saves us, redeems us, and always leads us forward. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.